You know, I'm in the midst of one of the most profound experiences of my lifetime. As governor of Kentucky and commander-in-chief of our National Guard, it's been my duty on several occasions to order our brave men and women of the Kentucky National Guard into harm's way. And that's a solemn responsibility and one that I take very seriously. So when I got the opportunity given to me by the Pentagon to come to the Middle East and visit the troops in the war zones of the Middle East, I jumped at that opportunity. Experience started Monday morning at 7 a.m. at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., where myself and three other governors, Governor Haslam of Tennessee, Governor Sandoval from Nevada, and Governor Herbert of Utah, met with Secretary of Defense and several of his high-ranking officials at the Pentagon to be briefed about the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan. We then proceeded to Andrews Air Force Base and left at about 9:30 Monday morning, and 12 and a half hours later, at about 6 a.m. Kuwaiti time, we landed in Kuwait. We immediately went and aborded a C-130 and flew into Iraq and spent today in several locations in Iraq. We have had the opportunity to visit with a number of soldiers from Kentucky, both regular Army and Air Force, Reserve, and our own Kentucky National Guard at various places in Iraq. We had a briefing with the new commanding general of Iraq and the forces in Iraq, General Austin, and several of his generals. We were briefed on the current situation in Iraq. We met with the assistant ambassador to Iraq, also to be briefed. We have had a great experience of being able to personally look our soldiers in the eye and shake their hands and thank them for their service and what they're doing to protect this country and to protect our freedoms. And that has been just an awesome day for Steve Beshear. We were able to visit with soldiers at different places. We were able to eat with them during the day, and I was able to tell them that 4.5 million Kentuckians are praying for them and thinking about them and hoping for their safe return. Several individuals have given us messages to take home with us. There's one I would like to pass on because it has some urgency to it. Warrant Officer Gentry from Shelby County. I met with him today, and he said, Governor, my wife is due to have a baby in the next couple of days, and if you would you say something if you're going to be talking to the media back home that I love her and that I'm thinking about her and I can't wait for the baby to arrive. So if there's anyone that knows the Gentrys in Shelby County, I hope that you'll pass that message along. We are back in Kuwait this evening. It is about 9:30 here in the evening. We will continue our journey tomorrow. We're not, because of security issues, able to say where exactly we'll be, but we'll be talking more tomorrow about this experience.
Chris, Jack, or Roger, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I missed the first part of it. You gave your itinerary, Governor, that you left 9:30 a.m. Monday. Will you be visiting, can you say if you'll be visiting Afghanistan? And when
for
do you expect to get
back? For security reasons, I can't confirm that, but I can tell you that our journey will continue tomorrow. And then tomorrow evening, I think we have another media session scheduled, and we'll be able to talk about where we visited tomorrow.
Governor, it's Roger Offord, and I got on at just the wrong moment, too, I suppose. So what you said is that you have at this point visited Iraq?
Yes, I'll run back over it quickly so that everybody has it. We began Monday morning at 7 a.m. at the Pentagon, where we met with Secretary of Defense Panetta and several of his high-ranking officials to be briefed on the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan. We then boarded a plane about 9:30 a.m. Monday morning, and 12 and a half to 13 hours later, we landed in Kuwait, Kuwaiti time, 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, and then we went and got on a C-130 and flew into Iraq and spent the day visiting several different bases and visiting soldiers from Kentucky. You know, there are four governors on this trip. In addition to myself, there are Governor Haslam of Tennessee, Governor Sandoval of Nevada, and Governor Herbert of Utah. And the military has arranged for us to visit as many of the troops from our home state as possible. And I saw dozens of Kentuckians today, both regular Army, regular Air Force, reserve components, as well as our own Kentucky National Guard. I was able to see some of the advanced elements of the 149th, which we saw off in, I believe, around the 1st of July in Louisville. Most of them are now in the theater. I visited with some of them in Iraq and then have seen others here in Kuwait. So there are a large number of Kentuckians here, this has been just a wonderful experience to be able to personally thank them for what they're doing for this country.
Governor, how did this trip come about?
We were contacted by the Pentagon in May and issued an invitation to go on this trip. They told us at the time that we were being invited because we had a large contingent of Kentucky soldiers in the war zones of the Middle East. And I jumped at that opportunity because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to be able to personally be with our Kentucky soldiers here in the war zones and to personally thank them for what they're doing. Because of security reasons, we were not able to reveal this trip to anyone until now. That was part of the Department of Defense requirement for planning the trip.
So this is at the government's expense, federal government's expense, Governor?
Yes.
Okay.
Governor, has the trip been rather uneventful? Anything exciting in just the travels?
Well, the exciting part has been to see these Kentuckians here. We've got a lot of courageous men and women here who are doing a wonderful job of carrying out the duties that and accomplishing the tasks that our country set out for the Middle East here. And it's been exciting to be here and to experience firsthand with them this situation. You know, I know we all have some idea of the dangers that these folks are in every day, but I don't know that you can really appreciate it until, for instance, this morning, as we got ready to board a helicopter, we were issued body armor and a Kevlar helmet, and that impressed upon me. You know, the real reality of what we're facing this week, but more importantly, what our folks face day after day and month after month, every single day here while they're carrying out their job. So obviously they're in harm's way, but I'll tell you, they've conducted themselves magnificently. The commanding general, Alston, of all the troops in Iraq, mentioned the Kentucky forces today in our meeting, and how well they had performed, and he was also looking forward to getting the 149th into the theater and to get them up and running. So it's a very proud moment to be here.
Did anyone else from Kentucky accompany you, Governor, any the Adjutant General or anybody else official?
No. No, just myself.
Anything you saw that surprised you or that you experienced that was unexpected?
Well, certainly one thing that impressed me was the fact that it was 125 degrees Fahrenheit today. And our soldiers are doing their jobs every day outdoors for the most part. In weather like that, the heat is searing, and obviously uncomfortable. But you know, these folks are going about their duties and carrying them out superbly.
When will you get back, Governor? How long will the trip last? Can you say?
The plans for the trip call for me to be back Friday evening at Andrews Air Force Base and then returning to Kentucky Friday evening.
And you'll still be going to Fancy Farm Saturday?
Yes, that's my plan. Unless something untoward happens, I'll be there Saturday.
Okay.
Thanks, folks. Governor, we're going to move on to your regional newspapers. We have representatives from the Paducah Sun, the Hopkinsville New Era, the Elizabethtown News Enterprise, the Ashland Independent, the Frankfort State Journal, and the Pikeville Appalachian News Express. Any of those reporters can now ask them their questions.
I'll jump in. Governor, this is Tim Preston at the Ashland Daily Independent. How are you doing?
Okay. Let me ask everybody, have they been on to hear
yes, sir.
Sort of the general outline of what we've been doing?
Yes, sir. Most of it, yes.
I'll go over it again if you need me to, but otherwise you all can ask what questions you want.
Governor, if you could tell us a little about the comments and opinions you received from some of the soldiers there, boots on the ground. Are they pleased with the current situation? Are they frustrated? Are they accomplishing the mission they're there for?
I find the attitude of our Kentucky soldiers and really all of the other soldiers here to be a very positive one. They work as a team, and they know what their mission is, and they're working hard to accomplish it. Obviously, there's a lot of folks who would rather be home, but this is their job, and it's their duty, and you know, they're doing a magnificent job of it. They've really appreciated, the folks I've seen today have really appreciated the fact that I'm here. It just impresses on them that the folks in Kentucky care about them, wish them well, and are thinking about them. And they were surprised and pleased that their governor was able to come and personally look them in the eye and shake their hand and thank them for what they're doing.
This is Amber with the News Enterprise. If you were not sure, then I understand. But can you say whether you saw soldiers from Fort Knox there?
Yes, we saw several soldiers from Fort Knox, soldiers from Fort Campbell, as well as Kentucky National Guard. So there's a number of soldiers here from Fort Knox.
And with your visit, what is it that you wish to impart to the troops?
I want them to know firsthand how much we think of them, how much we appreciate what they're doing, and how much we think about them every day and pray for their safe return. You know, I think folks in the military will tell you that one of the biggest parts of success is attitude and a feeling of teamwork and of being appreciated. And I want all of our Kentuckians here, as well as the other Americans here, to know that there's 4.5 million Kentuckians who are thinking about them every day and are wishing them well and are praying for their safe return. You know, as Commander-in-Chief of the Kentucky National Guard, I've had several occasions where I've had to order our guard men and women into harm's way, and you know, it's a special experience to be able to personally be in the war zones with them and to thank them personally for what they're doing.
I can't think. Is this the first time that you've been able to do that?
As far as we can find out, it's the first time in recent history that a Kentucky governor has visited troops in a war zone.
Anyone else from our regional papers? Paducah, Hopkinsville, Frankfort?
This is Mallory Panuska from Paducah. Just real quick, I missed the very beginning of what you were saying. Where exactly are you?
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Mallory, let me just give you a quick rundown. I'm in Kuwait at the moment.
Okay.
Monday morning, yesterday, myself and three other governors, governor of Tennessee, the governor of Nevada, and the governor of Utah, met at the Pentagon and received a briefing by the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, and other high-ranking Department of Defense and military personnel about the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then about 9:30 Monday morning, we boarded a plane and flew for about 12 and a half to 13 hours and landed in Kuwait this morning at 6 a.m. Kuwaiti time. And then we boarded a C-130 plane and flew into Iraq and spent the day visiting several locations and bases, visiting with Kentucky soldiers and Kentucky troops in different places. We also had occasion to meet and be briefed by the commanding general in Iraq, General Austin, as well as his several generals who are working with him and under him here in Iraq about the situation. This evening, we flew back to Kuwait and visited more troops that are here in Kuwait, but getting ready to go into one or more of the war zones here in the Middle East.
Sir, when you say you were briefed, can you give a general idea of what sort of things y'all talked about?
Well, the Secretary of Defense and his people briefed us about the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan, the forces we have here, what our goals are, what our missions are, and how successful they think we're being on those different roles and missions, what some of the trouble spots may be in the future. It was a very informative briefing, both by the Secretary of Defense on Monday morning and then by General Austin today, this afternoon, just about what the situation is here in Iraq.
Was what they had to say very encouraging?
I'm sorry?
Was what they had to say in these briefings encouraging?
Yes. I think they feel like that we're making considerable progress on achieving our goals here in Iraq. There are still things yet to be done, and one of the main things is to make sure that we have trained and equipped Iraqi security forces and military personnel sufficiently so that they can step in and eventually carry out keeping this country secure without our help. And that's one of the big roles that that our forces are playing right now.
Excellent. Thank you.
Governor, as part of your briefings and information, anything that perhaps caught you off guard or by surprise, and as part of that, anything that we as residents of the Commonwealth can do to show our support for these guys over here, guys and gals?
Well, one thing that someone I hope will do is, several of these Kentucky soldiers wanted me to say hello to their families and their friends back home. One in particular, Warrant Officer Gentry, who lives in Shelby County, came up to me today. He's a member of the 149th and told me that his wife is due in the next two or three days. Her name is Miranda, and I hope that someone will locate the Gentry family there and just pass along that he said, tell her I love her and that I'm excited and looking forward to the birth of our child. And, you've got dozens and dozens of individual stories like that from all of these folks here who have been placed in harm's way, are doing a great job, and it tells us that it's more than just their job, it's their families back home who give them the support that they have to have in order to do that job. So I think any time that we can encourage and support the families of our military folks that are serving in these war zones, it not only helps those families, but it helps our soldiers do their jobs.
Governor, that's wrapping up our time for the regional newspapers. You all are welcome to stay on the call and listen in. We should have representatives from our local radio stations on as well, WHAS Radio, WVLK, East Kentucky Broadcasting, and WKYU. Are you all on the call?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you need
yes.
the governor to give a brief statement explaining where it is started?
That'd be great.
Please. Okay. Governor, would you give them a brief statement, and then they can get into the questions for the radio?
Yes. I'm in the midst of one of the most profound experiences of my lifetime. As governor and commander-in-chief of the Kentucky National Guard, it's been my duty on several occasions to order our brave men and women of the Guard into harm's way. And obviously that is a solemn responsibility that I take very seriously. So when I was contacted by the Pentagon in May and asked if I would like to come to the war zones of the Middle East and visit our troops, and particularly Kentucky troops, I jumped at the chance. And so Monday morning at 7 a.m., myself and three other governors, the governors of Tennessee, Nevada, and Utah, gathered at the Pentagon and received a briefing by Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta and several high-ranking Department of Defense and military folks. We then went to Andrews Air Force Base and about 9:30 took off, and 12 to 13 hours later landed in Kuwait this morning at about 6 a.m. Kuwaiti time. We then immediately went and got on a C-130 aircraft and flew into Iraq and have spent the day at several bases and in several locations in Iraq visiting with troops. The folks here have had arranged for me to visit with dozens of Kentucky troops, both regular Army and Air Force, reserve components, as well as our own National Guard folks today in different spots in Iraq. And they made the same arrangements for the other governors with troops from their home states. We also got to visit and be briefed by the commanding general of forces in Iraq, General Austin, and several of the generals that work with him to run this effort in Iraq. We also met with an assistant ambassador to Iraq to be briefed. And then We came back to Kuwait this evening, met with more troops, and our journey will continue tomorrow. The security situation doesn't allow us to tell you in advance where we're going, but I can tell you that we're going to be continuing tomorrow and Thursday, and our plans at this point are to be at Andrews Air Force Base late Friday afternoon, and for me to be able to return to Kentucky Friday evening.
Governor Joe Hall with WHAS Radio, could you talk about being in Iraq? Is it anything like you imagined when you were first heading over there?
You know, everyone has their impressions about what this will be like. But until you experience it firsthand, I don't think you can really fully appreciate it. First of all, it was 125 degrees Fahrenheit today in Iraq, and our men and women are carrying out their duties in that kind of heat and doing the job well. Also, you know, while I think we think of folks as being in harm's way, it doesn't really hit you. The reality doesn't hit you until things like this morning when we got ready to board some of the helicopters to go to different places. We were issued body armor and Kevlar helmets to wear for protection. And that's when it really sinks home to you that these folks over here are in harm's way every day, every hour, every minute. And they go about their duties in spite of all of that, and they've really performed in an outstanding manner. General Austin mentioned to me how impressed he was with our Kentucky troops. We visited with folks from Fort Knox, Fort Campbell, from different reserve units, and also several members of the Kentucky National Guard. I've already run into several people from the 149th, which we sent off from Freedom Hall in July. And some of them are already on the ground in Iraq, and others are, I think, moving in that direction.
Governor, this is Jack Batty at WVLK in Lexington. I was wondering, with the 125 degrees and your visits with the troops over there, how is the morale?
The morale is great. Folks are working together. They're a real team here. I've been very impressed with how folks from really all over the country are pulled together in a venture like this, and because of the discipline, because of the training, they come together and they all do their jobs. And you know, I'm sure that a lot of them would like to be home instead of being in 125 degree heat, but they know this is their job and they're willing to do it, and they're really anxious to do it. You know, they're excited about their experience, and they're really carrying out the goals and the missions that they've been given.
Are there any other questions from any reporters on the call?
Yeah, the Monday morning briefing, was Panetta there? Who gave the briefing?
Yes, it was Monday morning, and yes, Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta was there, and we met with him personally for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Governor, did they brief you in any way on how much longer troops will be there, when we can expect more Kentucky troops coming back?
Well, the security agreement that is currently in place here in Iraq between the Iraqi government and the other forces here, I believe, expires at the end of this year, and calls for all the troops to be withdrawn by the end of this year. I think there are conversations going on within the Iraqi government about some type of extension of that in some way. One of the big efforts that is ongoing right now is training the Iraqi security forces to be able to provide the security for their people by themselves. And I think that is moving along and going well, but it's still a work in progress. And so I think there is some discussions about that continuing in some way.
Did you get to meet with some Iraqi government officials who might have shared with you their thoughts on that?
No, we have not met with any Iraqi government officials.
Do you think this will help your campaign for re-election?
To be honest with you, I haven't thought about my campaign for re-election since I arrived at the Pentagon on Monday morning. There are some things a little more important than politics, and the welfare of these troops over here is a lot more important.
And, Governor, did you get to meet with Lloyd Austin, the U.S. Army general serving as commanding general?
Yes, yes. He is the commanding general here in Iraq. I think he's just come into that position fairly recently. And we got to meet with him and a number of the generals that work with him in planning and running the effort in Iraq.
Very good.
Are there any other radio reporters who have any other questions?
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.
We've got time for one more if there's anybody else that needs anything else. Okay. Governor, I think we're set. Thank you very much, and we will record this audio and send it out to our statewide media. And, Governor, we'll see you in a couple of minutes on the next call.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.